with Jody.
And Alex Misiak.
And today we're going to talk a little bit about my yoga journey and a little bit more about relationships as well and how it kind of brought me to Alex. Yoga holds a special place in my heart, but it hasn't always. So before I actually fell in love with yoga, I was the person that looked at people doing yoga. So we mentioned in the last episode that I taught fitness classes. They also offered yoga there. And I remember looking at it and even like talking with a friend, I'm like, I don't get it. I don't understand why you're just laying there wasting time. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was then. I was on constant go. Meditating just seemed silly because I couldn't sit still long enough. Like that's where I was. And now like fast forward and I love yoga and I love meditating and I don't see my life without pausing now. But I was a person that never paused. I was constantly on go. And that was before my self-love journey. Before I slowed myself down and really connected with who I am. So if you find yourself on go all the time and maybe being like, how can they just lay there and meditate or just be or sit in that pose for so long? Ask yourself, are you trying to stay busy so you can't feel, you can't bring up things and things like that. So think about that. So if yoga and meditation is not part of your life, it doesn't need to be, but if you're kind of fighting that or you're kind of mocking it or making fun of it, ask yourself why. Maybe that's not your thing and that's not, you're not looking at going like, why would they do that? Maybe you're already meditating and doing yoga and that's amazing. Because it does open up that space to create that loving relationship with yourself. So that's one of the, we have some guests on our show today.
Yeah, if you hear the slight meows.
Our two kitties, Trigger and Skylar, decided to be with us today. So if you're going and going and being hustle and bustle, just slow down a little bit. And the fun thing is you don't have to sit down and meditate forever. You don't have to do a guided meditation. You don't even have to do a yoga pose. You can just sit there and focus on your breath. Like it's that simple. Mm. And it sounds simple, but then doing it, your brain can go like crazy and like, oh, I need to do this and I need to do that. So
I think that's the part that is most important is to quiet those thoughts, mm-hmm. and just touch it. And that's the part that requires practice. So if you're the kind of person that's like, I don't want to do that because it's either too easy or I don't understand it. Or when I try it, I got all these thoughts going through my head. It's like, okay, that's fine. A lot of us are like that. I'm like that. You have to learn to slow down and quiet those thoughts and really meditate. And then you'll start to see the benefits. Yes. Because until then, all you're really doing is just being still, letting your mind run.
That is true.
But you'll get there.
You know what? Anything is better than nothing.
True.
So if you need to just sit there and start, that is anywhere is a good start, in my opinion, as long as you're doing something to just quiet the mind or just be still in your own world. So the thing is with yoga, so it started there. Yoga really was like the opening point of my self-love journey, where it all really began, between meditating and listening to Dr. Wayne Dyer and things like that. Meditating and yoga were really like the foundation of really starting things. And it brought me to you. Yeah. So here's a fun fact. I was doing yoga. I think it was after watching Yes Man with Jim Carrey, where I just decided it was going to be the year saying yes to everything. Not everything, because then you fill up your plate and do nothing for you. But like yes to things that take me out of my comfort zone and yes to things that have possibility for amazingness. Because sometimes we don't know that it's going to hold amazingness. I said yes to you. Who knew that 11 years later we'd be here? So I was saying yes. So I was doing yoga on a regular basis. Every Wednesday I'd show up at the gym and go to yoga. And then they moved my yoga class. And the old me would have been like, how dare they move my yoga class? Like, what am I supposed to do? And yada, 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 like poor me victimhood. And instead, I was like, okay, this is cool. Like, let's do something different. So, like, obviously, I went to yoga still, and I think it moved to Thursday or something like that. Mm. I was like, let's see what classes are on at Impact where I taught fitness. And sure enough, it was swing. I'm like, well, I've always wanted to try swing. Let's do swing on Wednesdays. Like, because here's me. I came out of a relationship, and I just was filling, like, my evenings. And it was, like I said, it was the beginning of my self-love journey where I got more comfortable with who I am. Or actually, I was doing yoga for a while, so that was already beginning, because it was actually a year into my self-love journey. So I just decided to go. The first week, it's one couple and myself, so I'm dancing with the instructor most of the time. I get home, and I'm like, I need to find myself a partner. Not like I need a man or anything, but I need a partner. Because the fun thing is, before all this happened with the swing class, I think it was a week before meeting you, Alex, I actually said to myself, I am enough. I am enough just as I am. I don't need a man to make me feel good, to make me feel more like that I'm enough, that I don't need someone else's love to really indicate that I am worthy of love, because I am worthy of love. So I was at that place where I'm like, I don't need a man. Like, I'm solid. And that's why when you said yes to me, or sorry, not yes, when you asked me out, I went right way over my head, because I have already, it wasn't that I was swearing off men or like, I'm never dating again. It was just that I was at that place of non-looking.
Yeah.
I was neutral. I was in that amazing zone of awesome. And that's where I was at when I met you. So a week later, that's when we met. But anyways, so first week partner, I'm going through my phone, looking all these guy friends I have. I was working with a lot of guys. I'm like, hey, maybe they go. But I'm like, they never pay for a dance class. I'm like, I'm not paying somebody to be my partner. So what do? Next week, I show up again because I'm like, I love dancing. I want to do this. Let's do this. And then, yay, I was super excited. There was another single guy. And it was Alex. And that's where our journey really began.
Yep.
So yoga and taking steps out of my comfort zone and just letting the universe have some fun. Like, if I would have fought the fact that my yoga class got changed, and I would just be like, poor me sitting at home, like, I'll just veg in front of the TV, or I'll just do whatever. Like, you know, if I didn't have that positive mindset going inward and onward into different things, who knows what would have happened?
Yeah.
I might never have met you, or maybe later, who knows? Because you were in Australia before then. I was actually trying to get myself to Australia, so maybe we were just always meant to meet. However, in that moment, everything lined up just beautifully because I allowed myself the ability. So as yoga still plays a part of my life now, like, you and I were going to yoga all the time. We made it official on the day we went to couples yoga, like we mentioned last week. And we were going to yoga all the time until I was like, just paying for a gym membership to only go to yoga just didn't seem worthy. And then I was worth it. Then I had this really amazing yoga teacher that I absolutely loved. And I just never really felt connected. And yes, I did prenatal yoga through my pregnancies. However, just last year, I really made yoga a part of my lifestyle again.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, I remembered how much I love yoga and how much it plays a role in my life, and I want to share it with others. So here I am stepping out this year, out of my comfort zone this year, and I've signed up for yoga teacher training because I just feel that will help my clients, and it will help just, I can't wait to do yoga in the park in my neighborhood. And just share my love with yoga with others and just help them have a deeper loving relationship with themselves, because really yoga helps you build. And as I learned the history of yoga and the eight limbs of yoga, it really does make sense that yoga is that much part of my life. So yes, I'm throwing another crazy thing into my life, but I learned something interesting in the last month or so at the beginning of the year. I've always liked to do a lot. They call it yeah, you're laughing. They call it multi-passionate. I'm a multi-passionate mama. And I just love doing multiple things. And at first I was like, well, no, you have to get really good at one thing. And yes, it's good to do one thing. But like, I feel that if I keep that person down and be like, yeah, you have to focus on this until you're perfect, like, I'm never going to get perfect. Like, there's no such thing as perfect. No, there isn't. So here I am doing yoga and learning it. And hopefully I'll be certified if all goes well and I make every, you know, if I show up for everything by May. So do what you love. And it doesn't matter, like, what people say. If you, like, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. If deep down your, like, inner being is saying, I want to do this, then go do it. As long as it doesn't harm anybody else, do it. And do it with so much gusto. And love. Don't forget the love. So I know I talked a lot this episode, Alex. Do you have anything to share? Because you've been on this. Yes, I was doing yoga before meeting you. I feel like it was probably about 6 months. I don't know exactly. I'd have to look at my journals. But I feel like I was into a pretty good role and situation before I met you. And then yes, I brought you into my world.
Yes.
But you've been through like the whole aspects of
it. You definitely struck me as someone who knew what they were doing with yoga. So that was good.
Yes, because I love it. Even the one class, the instructor didn't show up. And you and I just sat there and did our yoga. And part of me deep down, because I was a fitness instructor, just wanted to allow other people to follow. Mm. And
I was following you.
Yes, you were following me. Yeah. But a part of me wanted to say, hey, guys, stay around. I'll walk you through the class. Because it was, I knew the poses to go through. And I knew how to, like, I was going, I think, 3 times a week. And, like, I could just walk through it. And it really felt good. But a part of me was like, well, one, I was a fitness instructor. And I knew that, like, if anybody got injured and, like, I knew the whole hold that kind of the law kind of stuff. And then the other part was I didn't feel worthy enough being a yoga instructor. So I do want to touch into this just a little bit, because I feel like I wanted to be a yoga instructor for a long time, but I didn't think I was good enough. So here's a couple facts that have stopped me from becoming a yoga instructor before this time. One was time and having children and things. But the ones that were really in my head, because in all honesty, I'm doing it now. I still have young kids. I'm still a mom. I have a business. There's things going on.
So if anything, we're even busier.
Yeah. Right. So time is not the issue, if I'm being honest with myself. It was all in my head. So if you look at fitness instructors too, but if you look at yoga instructors, they're all very lean and, you know, slender. And I let that stop me because I'm very curvy. And over the years, I've become even curvier. So I felt like physically or like visually, I could not be a yoga instructor. And then the other one was like, I had this like idea of what a yoga instructor had to be. Like you had to go to India or to like Costa Rica, like any of these places and just like indulge in it in the lifestyle for like a year. Like I just thought you had to really immerse yourself and breathe it for so long. Mm-hmm. And what I've discovered while becoming a coach and being a coach is I learn best personally, and I feel like a lot of people do, is when you're doing it, or when you're even better, when you're teaching it. Mm. So like I've grown so much in the last few years being a coach. Shouldn't say becoming, because I am one, and through being a coach, I have learned so much more because I'm teaching it. But then I'm like, well, if I teach it, I need to live it too, because I don't want to just be the person that spits stuff out and then just like goes back and like doesn't do it
right
themselves.
Practice what you preach.
Exactly. Yep. So a lot of things held me back. And however, those things holding, I don't like go back and be like, oh man, like doesn't that suck? I don't look at that. I just feel like this is perfect timing to really get into yoga now. Mm-hmm. And it really just feels right. So if something's holding you back just because you don't think you're good enough or your visual...
You don't fit the image in your head of what that thing should be. Yep.
That, don't let that stop you.
Mm-hmm. We all have that. Please don't let that stop you. That's what stopped me from dancing for a long time. And I had to work through that before I could pick up dancing. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. That's a really good advice.
Yeah, and I've always been curvy and I taught fitness classes. So I'm a lot more curvy than when you met me, Alex. But, you know, yeah, so you can't, yeah,
of which no one on this side of the microphone is complaining about, by the way.
Yeah.
But yes, it's definitely your own perceptions of what you think should be, your own expectations can hold you back from some really amazing things. So I'm glad I was able to work through the things holding me back from dancing. And then like, I was like, why didn't I do dancing sooner?
That's usually how people respond, right? Like when you do it, you're like, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah. And so, absolutely. Spend some time with yourself and go, okay, why am I really not doing this? And like, is there anything really stopping me? And if there isn't, just go do it.
Cause like I said, time is usually when people say I don't have enough time, it just means that either you're not making what you want a priority or there's those fears holding you back like I have and had, and like I still have them. Like this is the year of me stepping out of my comfort zone. We'll talk more about this other episodes. But last year I was like more inward, more like learning and growing and really just sitting there and really just focusing on how I wanted my business to go and who I wanted to help and all that stuff. But this year, like, I want to get out there. I get out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a really natural and awesome thing to be doing. All of life does that. Yeah. It spends some time inward, like think of trees, right? During the winter,
they butterflies.
Sleep. Butterflies, yes. They have that time in a cocoon. And then they emerge and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that still as humans. Yeah. Maybe you're just not as aware of it. But
so just honor where you're at too. Like, I'm not saying go out today and step out of your comfort zone.
You might be in a inward focused
phase.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just honor where you're at. And just know that the voices in your head, don't let the voices in your head stop you.
No.
Because they do. It's fear. And fear is just, you know, there's so many different acronyms for fear. It's like false evidence appearing real.
I like that one. False evidence appearing real. And that's true. And
there's another one I love, but I can't think of it off the top of my head, unfortunately.
They're all there. The important thing, the takeaway is don't let it stop you.
The other one that I just thought of is face everything and rise. That's the one I'm using this year because it helps you get out of your comfort zone. Face everything and rise.
I like that. Yeah. So when you think of fear, you're like, what it really means is face everything and rise.
And I think I've mentioned this before around fear. Not that I want to get too much into this topic right now. Is just that fear, though, has, like, for me, when I feel the butterflies or when I feel fear, I'm just like, yay, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. Like, I'm growing.
Mm.
So you can just change your mindset or your perspective of something, and that will help you get through it as well. So do you have anything else to add about yoga or?
I think this year I'd like to do more yoga. I know you've started doing it more around the house as well, and you've been involving the kids. And I think over the Christmas break, I think I did it too.
Yes, the kids wanted you to join in
yoga. So we all did yoga together, and that's cool too.
Yes, the kids it's really amazing, and I look forward to really seeing where this journey goes as a family too. So not just as a couple, but as a family, because Anastasia does it at school, and then she comes home now and does her own little sequence and walks her brother through it, and it's been really beautiful to watch her really embrace the yoga world as well, and it's just been really beautiful. And then over the holiday break, the Christmas break, the kids were like crazy energy, so I'm like, let's see if we can direct that energy in a different way. And so we did some yoga as a family. So it's been really beautiful. So yes, yoga can be for yourself. It can be, a place to gather us with friends or meet new friends or involve the family as well. So it's really, really beautiful.
Yeah, it could be something to grow closer together as a couple and as a family.
Yes.
All of them at once. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So not trying to sell you on yoga, just sharing how yoga has really been a big part of my self-love journey. And it wasn't until, like I said, this past, like the month before, where I really started thinking about my yoga journey more, that I realized how much it played in my self-love journey. So it just feels right to be taking this next step with you and with my business and my clients with yoga. So we hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Bye for now.